Well, welcome to all of you. Good to have you with us and those of you who are joining us live stream. It's wonderful to start out the school year this way, huh? In this beautiful cathedral. I've been reading the history of this church. Fascinating. Bishop Carroll was here for 9 months. And in 1905, he announced that this would be built on this site. 9 months. Pretty bold. And then he made the decision to make the cathedral smaller than was first planned. It was actually supposed to be one-third bigger, if you can imagine. That's why there's so much stained glass, because they had the glass ordered already before he downsized it. And why did he downsize it, you may wonder? So that he could start Carroll College. In fact, he wanted to call it Helena College. Rome put a stop to it and named it instead Mount St. Charles until later. I don't know when it was changed to Carroll College, but in the 30s. This church was modeled after a church in Vienna, and the stained glass comes from Germany. I'm only through 20 pages of the history, or I'd give you more. So next time, a little more. But it's quite a history. I want to thank you. I want to thank you, students, teachers. Thank you for choosing Carroll College. A great choice. It's an odd year starting out, huh? Odd. Having to wear masks and social distancing, we're just not made for it. So I want to thank you for complying. Stay with it. Because going back home is worse, right? So stay with it. It's what saints do. That's a great phrase. It is also such a disheartening way to start this year with the news last week of the awful criminal and immoral acts charged against a former student of Carroll that many of you know. Such a shock. I'm still a little ticked, angry, confused. Why? All the different things that go on inside. My support and prayers go out in a very special way to the victims of these awful and sick things that took place. And to all those who are so affected by this, I'm sorry. That shouldn't have to happen ever to anyone. And not here. And never again. We will get through this together. Don't go through it alone. I beg you, don't go through whatever's stirring inside of you alone. To reach out, to tell Jesus what's going on in you, take it to him. He can handle it, whatever the emotions are inside. And to trust his love and care for all of us. He is always there for you. He and his mother Mary, huh? Always. Talk to them. We have two eyes. I'm really smart, aren't I? Two eyes. Use both of them. One with trust in each other. Don't lose trust in each other because of these things. And friendship. And companionship. And journeying together. And looking for the good that is in all of us. But with the other eye, notice when stuff shouldn't be happening and say something to your peers and to others. Say it. Don't be afraid to stand up and say, we shouldn't be doing this. We shouldn't be doing this, not here, not anywhere, but especially not here. We shouldn't be doing it. Bad behavior of any kind cheating, degrading others, all those things, huh, that make us less. So use the one eye for true trust and friendship, and the other eye on the lookout to say, can't do that. It's wrong. So, now my homily. St. Paul in the second reading says, discern what is the will of God, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. My goodness, couldn't have picked a better second reading for the starting of a school year. What is good, pleasing, and perfect? What is good? My young people, do the good. Do the good. And we know what the good is. It's not rocket science. We know what's good and what's bad. We just sometimes choose what's bad. And the only way we can choose what's bad is that it has to appear good, St. Thomas Aquinas tells us. It seems like a good idea. But it's not. It destroys. So do the good and avoid the bad. Sounds so simple. I know, I'm as human as you are, that day in and day out, I can't do it without God's grace. I'm fallen. I sin. But it doesn't mean that it's not possible to choose the good. Don't let anyone or anywhere, anything tell you that you can't do the good. We all can. Always choosing what lifts up and not what tears down. Do what is pleasing. Always with an eye to the dignity of the human person. Every human person has dignity given to us by God. No matter how they look, how they act, what they do, what they believe, what they say, if they're old, if they're young, if they're sick, if they're healthy, if they're completely someone I couldn't spend more than 1 minute with, they have as much dignity as you and me. To support and uphold that is doing what's pleasing. If we uphold the dignity of each human person, every time and at all times, it'll take care of most struggles in life. It's when we start getting a little disordered, a little off, thinking myself better or worth more. We all have dignity given us by God. And then becoming perfect. Becoming perfect. Yeah, good luck. This isn't perfectionism where I just keep picking away. What else do I have to fix? Jesus doesn't want a friendship with you to fix you. He wants a friendship with you to be your friend. He likes you. Not only loves you. And he's not entering your life and wanting to enter your life to make you nothing but guilt-ridden. Now, a friendship with him will change our lives. And sometimes it means, yeah, I gotta knock that off. What's amazing? We know it before we even meet him because it's beneath us. And so I beg you, each day, spend a little time talking to Jesus. Just talk to him, whatever's going on. And to see that becoming perfect means to become fully human, to become fully what God has made me to be. You know, this world's a mess. That's no news to any of us. But you know what the answer is to that mess? You are. You are the answer to every challenge that our world faces. That's why we are alive today and not 500 years ago or not 500 years from now. We are God's answer to today's challenges. You don't like the world? Change it. Change it. It starts with us. Little steps, one step at a time, and it starts on Carroll College campus. You don't have to wait until your vocation's figured out. Your vocation is already set for you this year. Make Carroll College a beacon of light and hope in this city, that people take notice, not of your background, not of your intellect, of your love, your charity, your faith, your hope, your joy, and your mask. Everything. We need you. I need you. Jesus Christ needs you. He won't do it without us. He loves us too much to do it without us. So we're the answer, right here. We're the ones. So strive right now, huh? For all that is true and good and beautiful, and work hard at it. Search for it. If your teachers aren't bringing you to it, bug them, nag them, and keep searching for what's true and good and beautiful. They're called the three transcendentals, and every time we encounter them, they lead us to God. They lead us to God. Just a little story, then I'm done. Last week, I was walking into the cathedral, or leaving, going to a meeting, and this girl was coming in, so I just introduced myself, and she's a helping teach and student teaching at one of the schools here in town. And I said, so what are you doing? She goes, actually, the last 5 days, I've been coming to the cathedral, spending a couple hours here. I said, oh, are you from town? Are you Catholic? She goes, no, I've never been baptized. But something, someone is pulling me here. There's something going on when I sit in there. And I just smiled and I said, then keep going. And you just say, Jesus, show yourself. Show yourself to me. If you're doubting, if you're not sure what you believe, God's up to the challenge. Say to him, show yourself to me. I want to see you. I want to meet you. So we'll see what happens. Then from the gospel, from Jesus, huh? Don't try to gain the whole world and lose your life in the process. That's good advice starting out in college. Don't try to gain the whole world if it's going to cost you your life, especially eternal life. Strive for heaven right now. Right now, becoming saints in your daily choices that we all make. May the Holy Spirit come over us and enfold us in his love and inspire us to make this year our best year, and help us not to lose sight and focus of the most basic things, what is good and pleasing and perfect. So let's get after it and daily ask the Holy Spirit to guide us to change this world. It needs it. It needs us. May we go to him every day with our hopes and fears, our struggles and joys, our ups and downs, all with him and for him. Because it's about eternal life. And it starts now. I pray for you each day. I ask that you pray for me too. that we all become the saints we are called to be. Let's get after it.